8:12, Galesburg's Morning News. The Knox Prairie Fire women's basketball team, 22-5, earned their first ever Midwest Conference Tournament Championship and their first ever bid to the NCAA Tournament. They'll be playing Friday night up at Loras College in Dubuque. They'll take on the hosts, and with a win, they would play there again against the winner of Washington University out of St. Louis or Trine University of Angola, Indiana. And joining us this morning to talk more about the great successful season the Knox women's program had is their head coach, first off, Kira Mowen. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. Also, one of the players from the Prairie Fire team, Katessa Duran. Katessa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, Coach, boy, what an amazing, incredible season and an incredible turnaround at Knox College. A lot of firsts for the program this year. You got quite a background and quite a resume coming in, both as a player and a coach. Talk about your journey to Knox College. I mean, you've been at pretty much all levels. You played Division I. You've been an assistant at Division I and other levels as well. Talk about your journey to Knox.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Midwest, I've done plenty of time out here. My first schooling was at U of I, playing for the great Teresa Grants, and then I transferred to a smaller school in Ohio, so still considered part of the Midwest. And then another coaching stop brought me back to Milwaukee. So it's not that I'm unfamiliar with the snow and the colder weather right now, but I did spend a lot of time down at Davidson and in Texas for parts. But my former boss at Davidson was connected to the AD here at Knox at the time, so it was just kind of like an easy transition for me, just in terms of those trusting relationships that you have and the mentors that you have. And when she said that she had worked for her and it was somebody good for me, I took the jump, right? Like, I took the jump into being a first-time head coach here at Knox, and it's been great. Well, it's been a blessing. We're in year two, and we're in the tournament, so I don't think I could have asked for a better group and a better, you know, little run for us here. And I think the first for Knox, they're very proud of, and as we are as a team, and it's something that, you know, our team right now can hang their hats on and take with them after they graduate.
You know, it's interesting because obviously you found out when you got here the rivalry with Monmouth College, and you had been previously at Monmouth University out east, and so I'm sure you find out all about that. You're like, what, you were at Monmouth before? It's like, no, the other Monmouth, right?
Yeah, I always have to explain it. Every time I say the word Monmouth is where I came from, because that was my last coaching stop before Knox. They're like, wait, down the road? No, we were the Division I, we were the Hawks, we're blue and white, we're not red and white, so it's just a little bit different. But yeah, there is a big-time rivalry with us and them out here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's talk with one of your players, Katessa Duran. Katessa, all right. Well, let's start. What year are you, Katessa?
I'm a fifth year. I came back another year after COVID.
Well, you're a New Mexico, from New Mexico is where you grew up. Talk about how you ended up here at Knox College.
I was recruited out of a tournament in Colorado, and the assistant coach, Coach Wiseman, at the time, he approached me and asked if I wanted to come out here. And I said, that's far enough away from my hometown that I would love to come out. So I wanted to change the scenery, and I got it for sure. It was a little shell shocked at first. That first year here was the freeze when it was negative 50 degrees. I didn't know if I was going to do it again, but
that is quite a change of scenery from New Mexico to West Central Illinois.
Way different, because the snow actually sticks around here. It doesn't stick around back home.
Yeah. Well, talk about this journey of what you've been through here, and you know, coming up from your freshman year through your fifth year now, and what the changes in the program have been like.
I mean, we were pretty solid. We made the tournament our first year, like kind of on a technicality with Geraldine, and that was awesome as a freshman, getting a couple minutes being her second string. But like coming in with an actual coach who could put the talent where they needed to be and in the best position to be, that was, I think, what's given us the best outcome that we could have had, which is getting into the NCAA tournament right now.
Absolutely. Coach, talk again. It's really interesting at this level in Division III and conference rules and everything. It's a little bit different recruiting aspect than others have, and in a lot of respects a little bit harder. Talk about that process and the differences of when you were doing that job at the other levels.
Yeah, so the recruiting at the Division III versus the Division I level, to me, one thing is the same, and that's the relationships that you can build. So the biggest carrot or caveat that you have is I'm not offering you a $65,000 athletic scholarship, and that for some players is hard to hear that they're not going to be free going to school. But I think, you know, in just in terms of the difference coming here, and it's selling myself and it's selling Knox as a program, right? It's selling the culture that we're building here, the relationships that I'm going to build with my players, as well as Knox's great academic background. Like, that's what I'm still selling. So I'm not selling anything different that I wouldn't have sold a couple years in the past. Always sell my head coach, always sell the school. Those are the biggest things you're always told. So now it's really trying to talk positively about myself, which sometimes is hard to do, instead of just selling a person that's above me as my boss. But yeah, I mean, I think the relationships is the biggest piece that I would sell for Knox College, and how and what I've done over these last 2 years. And always one of my things is every time I talk to a player or a recruit, it's, you know what, if you don't believe me, and it's not that I don't think they will, but it's, I'm going to give you a cell phone number of one of my players. Ask them the questions you don't want to ask me, because they're going to give it to you straight up.
Yeah, I guess the easy part is on the academic side. It's pretty easy to sell that part of it at Knox.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, our admissions department does a great job just in terms of helping us out and reading over all of the I guess applications that we're bringing in through women's basketball. But yes, the academic piece, and it's always because we are a liberal arts school. So even if a young prospective student athlete doesn't exactly know what direction they want to go in, we've got a lot to kind of create your own major for them, and that's a big selling piece for us in terms of. You know, because not a lot of high school seniors are exactly driven, maybe the same way I was, and I'm only doing this, and this is what the path I'm going down. That's not what we're dealing with these days. So,
Kira Mowen, head basketball coach of the Knox Prairie Fire women's basketball team. They just won their first ever Midwest Conference tournament, got the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. They'll be playing Friday night up at Loras College in Dubuque. The Prairie Fire now 22-5 on the season. And one of the players from the team, Katessa Duran, joining us as well. Katessa, talk about that. You know, you talk about being recruited, and it's like, hey, it's a long way from home. I get to go away from home and everything. So what was your focus, the academics? Was it basketball, or was that that opportunity? It's like, hey, this is a place I can continue playing basketball that I like to do and get a great academic career.
I mean, like, the recruiting for basketball was the main part of it, but then I looked into their academics and I saw that they were a top five school for pre-med, which was what I was going to do. And that, like, all around, it just gave me, like, a clear idea of this is the place that I need to be. I came out and visited in the spring, thank goodness, because I don't know if I would have made it through the winter, but I visited in the spring and, like, just seeing the small campus and feeling like I was comfortable, and it's gorgeous out here during that time. It really sold me. It really felt like home.
Well, Coach, talk a little bit more about this year's squad and how they've really come together. What did you see maybe last year or over the last couple of years that you saw that this maybe team could get to the level they're at right now?
This is my second season. So last year, if you look at our record, we weren't great to start off. And there was a turning point in our season last year where we went on a 8-game win streak that I think really propelled us into what our team was going to do this year. And when you take over a program, as any coach would know, you're going to have to change some things. With changing some things, you're going to also have to have players that buy in. And that turning point last year helped propel us this year with the buy-in. So when we came back and started, you know, lacing them up again in October, I didn't have to preach buy-in and what I was doing because the core nucleus returning, I returned everybody but one kid this year, you know. So for my last year's roster, we had 15 coming back, and I replaced with one freshman. That's why I got a roster of 16 right now. So all 15 as of last year had already bought in come February of last year when we made the tournament. And that was the biggest thing in all honesty. So when we started in October and I was telling them what they needed to do and kind of showing them the way just in terms of conditioning and or like the strength and agilities aspect of it, they understood. They understood that where I was coming from was, you may not know how to get there and I'm going to show you and this is how. And so I didn't have any fight. I didn't have any pushback. And that has honestly allowed me to kind of push them to levels that maybe they hadn't been pushed in the past. But it's solely because of that. We didn't get anybody that was, you know, 6'4". At this level, that would be amazing if you got somebody that tall or, you know, have a guard that is 6'1 and is bringing the ball up the floor. We don't have that. So in all honesty, for us, it's the buy-in and then being able to be very familiar with our offense and our defense from last year. So we got it better and we transitioned what we were doing faster. And so maybe last year we weren't there till January, February. Well, this year we were there in December with what we were doing. So it was just a little bit earlier of a transition for us.
Kira Mowen, head coach of the Knox Prairie Fire women's basketball team. They were playing in the NCAA tournament for the first time ever, coming up Friday night up at Loras College in Dubuque. She joins us along with one of the players for the team, Katessa Duran. Talk, coach, about for somebody that hasn't seen you and would like to know kind of what you do. Are you one of those coaches like, hey, we're a straight man-to-man team, or do you just switch it up for what you need to do, what team you're playing, and adjust to them?
Yeah, absolutely not. I am not straight man to man. When I took over this job, and if anybody had watched Knox Prairie Fire before, they only played zone. I am more a man coach than I am a zone coach. However, the coach I am wants to outcoach the coach on the other sideline the same way that I want my players to outcompete the players on the floor. So if I have to go into or change the defenses in terms of what we're doing because I want to switch it up and make them like figure out a different play call, that's what I like to do. We do have a man. We do have a couple of different zones. We've got a couple of different presses, and they will be switched up throughout the game based on what I think the team is doing or what I think we can be really successful at and how we can stop our opponents.
Yeah, and obviously you have to adjust to your personnel and adjust to your opponents as well.
Yeah, our personnel are great defensively, and in actuality, if you look at our numbers, we're leading our conference in most all defensive categories. And I said this before last time, it sucks for me because I'm an offensive-minded coach, but if defense is going to get the job done, then that's the way I'm going to take it and work with it right now. So we're pretty good defensively, and we focused on it since September, honestly, in the strength and conditioning and agility workouts. That was our main focus, so I think it's actually maybe worked out as any coach would like to see
happen. Sounds like it. Yeah, sounds like it. Well, Katessa, talk about this as a player, and we talked about some of the changes already, but it's got to be, even with a lot of hard work you guys have put in, you see those W's coming. That makes it a whole lot more fun, and you know, seeing that work come to fruition.
It does. That's the exact thing I said after we won at Ripon. I said, it's just nice to see all of our hard work actually pay off, because when you're working hard, you don't know the outcome of what you're going to get, especially because you're just like, this is grueling, this is tiring, I want to quit, but having continuous backup and support and like saying that, or having a leader that knows that we can get there, just gives you that like that light at the end of the tunnel, and we finally like we reached it and we can keep going. So,
well, Coach, Loras coming up on Friday night. They have a very similar record. Do you guys talk about this Loras team and what you know about them and what you're going to have to do to get a win?
Yeah, I think you know, looking at them after yesterday and getting the seating, they're height wise, they're a little bit bigger, so they're going to be a little bit longer than us. I think their motion, you know, is driven to kind of create equal opportunity for a couple different players on their roster. There's like three leading scorers that are above 10 points a game. So here we go with the defensive principles that we have. It's about shutting those three down, right? And then after that, it's, in all honesty, I think once you get to this level, yes, we can scout. Loras is going to scout the same. It's going to be Harton who wants it more. The tournament, that's all tournaments ever really come down to, because nobody at this point in time in their season is putting in anything new that we haven't done since, you know, in starting in November. So, yeah, at the end of the day, getting my team to be ready to go, having them well rested this week and just to be ready for the Friday game, I think that's our biggest thing. And mind's right, you know, heart right, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, you gave up only, what, just under 59 points a game this season, led the league in scoring margin over by more than 11 points a game. Talk about, you said you're an offensive-minded coach. So do you guys like to get out and get into transition as much as possible?
Yes, we do. Do we always do it? No. If you watch me on the sidelines, I'm constantly with an arm, like I'm trying to get a plane to land or take off And they don't go as fast as I want them to go all the time, but we do it. Those are our two great defensive stats. The one offensive stat that I like for us is we led the conference in assists, because in my opinion, it's not about you. It's about how you could put your teammates in a better position to score the ball. And so when we're not hitting like a 15-plus assist mark a game, I really get kind of irritated. Now, the players may not know that, but deep in my mind, it's, well, what else can we do, or what else can I call to help them and assist their teammates better? But, yes, we do, in all honesty, want to get out and transition. Transition, to me, is fast, up-tempo, and just getting down there and trying to create the mismatches while the other opponents get back on defense.
Right, from a player standpoint, Katessa, is that more fun for you, getting up and down as much as you can?
I love getting up and down, but yeah. Do I always do it? Probably not. As she said, I'm more of the person that runs and takes the ball out, so I'm trailing behind. But I got a post that takes off after me, and she cleans up the work down there.
Trailing far behind. Let's clarify that. Trailing far behind.
She's back on defense, coach. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
just in case something goes wrong on the offensive end, you got Contessa back waiting, right? I'm just sorry. I don't mean to make excuses for you.
It's fine. Right. I make the same ones.
That's all right. Well, again, coming up Friday night, the Knox Prairie Fire women's basketball team, their first ever NCAA tournament game. They'll take on the Loras College Duhawks. The winner will move on to take on the winner of Washington U out of St. Louis and Trine University out of Angola, Indiana. And that, again, would be back up at Loras. And that would be like if you win, you turn around and play Saturday again. Is that right?
Or? Yes. It's just like the same as the Midwest Conference. We play Saturday, 7:45, same time.
All right. So then after that, if you were to win, then you don't know, you won't know until after you win where you would end up.
No, I think, the bracket stays the same. I honestly think that NYU is probably not our toughest, but it would be the next spot in the bracket that I think they would send people, people to, because that is a host site. So I'm not exactly sure, but I think that's the next part of the bracket as you bubble it down and bubble it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. The whole format is kind of an interesting thing, the way they put it. Like you said, it's kind of each round is kind of its own small tournament, right?
Yeah. For three games, I guess it would amount to. Four teams always at one spot. You play the first two, and then you see what winner's going to be able to play on Saturday. So, yes, it's a very small tournament every round.
All right. One game at a time, right?
Exactly, one game at a time.
Although, as a coach, you're preparing at least, you prepare at least one game ahead. Now, after that, you're not sure, but at least one game ahead because you got to be ready for it, right?
Yeah. In all honesty, we prepared one game at a time this whole year, so I don't think I'm going to change. I know that we would have tough competition in WashU and Trine, but we've got to focus on Loras and get through Loras before I can even look at anybody else right now.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations on the great season. Best of luck with the NCAA tournament coming up. Appreciate you taking some time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Contessa, again, congratulations to you again, and best of luck in the tournament coming up.
Thank you.
It is 8:28, Galesburg's.